Hello, this is Pastor Cal Hampton. I want to thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to listen to our Second Mile podcast. It is my prayer that the Spirit of God might just enliven your spirit so that you might get a word from heaven today. And as always, you have an invite to come and worship with us down here at Second Mile Church on 804 Riverside Drive in Clarksville. May the Lord bless you. Thank you.
Okay. The Christmas message is coming out of Isaiah 9 and verse 6 this evening. So if you'll come back for that in our adorning service, we've got all these ornaments. Our children's ministry team has done great work this weekend. And they've got the manger back here. They've got the cross back here. They've got the lighted tree. They've got all the ornaments. And so family by family will come tonight and adorn the tree. We'll do social distancing and all of that, mask and but I just appreciate the children's ministry team taking care of the decorating this year. And so you'll hear a Christmas message tonight, okay? But we're trying to finish up the book of Ephesians, and we're in Ephesians chapter 6. And I just want to focus on one verse, verse 12. But I'm going to read verses 10, 11, and 12. But I just want to just kind of back up and set the table. There is a war going on today in the unseen world. It is a spiritual war, and we are right in the middle of it. We're right in the thick of it. And everyone, I think, here today would admit that there is evil in the world. And we've said that there is a dark side to the universe that's working over and against the light side of the universe, if you will. And last week we looked at the dark ruler over this dark world. Of course, that's the devil, Satan. And you know, the Bible has a lot to say about the devil. As a matter of fact, the Bible says the devil walks to and fro upon the earth. But he's not everywhere. He's not omnipresent. The devil is very powerful. The Bible says he is the prince of the power of the air. But he's not omnipotent. He's not all-powerful. And the devil is also very slick and smart, knowledgeable. But he's not omniscient. He doesn't know everything. And so hence, he's got some helpers. And Dr. Jerry Vines calls these demons and devils, the dark rulers, helpers. He calls them dark helpers. And I like his description of these demons. So if you have a Bible, let's all stand as we honor God's word. Today I'll start up there at verse 10, and we're going to focus in on verse 12, okay? Ephesians 6, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles, the schemings, the strategies of the devil. We talked about that last Sunday. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in heavenly places. Father, would you bless and honor your word today? I pray that you would help us to rightly divide the word of truth. And that God, that you would give us the courage to be obedient, to do what you're calling us to do out of this text. We ask it in Jesus' name and for His sake. Amen. All right, please be seated. First of all, who are these dark helpers? Who are they? Well, the Scripture says there in verse 12, we wrestle not against flesh and blood. So that tells us that our battle, our struggle, this war that we're in, is not with human beings. It's not your ex-spouse, okay? We get kind of bent out of shape about people, I think, sometimes, and think that our battle is against other people. No, according to the Scripture, now, people are used at some times in spiritual warfare, but that is not to be our focus. Our focus should be on the dark ruler and the dark helpers. Now, this is not fantasy stuff. This is real stuff. You know, Jesus talked a lot about this demonic world, did he not? And I want you to, if you have your Bible, turn on over to the book of Revelation. And there is no S on Revelation. It is the book of the revelation of Jesus Christ. Revelation 12 and verse 4 says that his tail, whose tail? The dragon. Who's the dragon? Satan. The devil. His tail drew a third of the stars of heaven and threw them to the earth. And the dragon stood before the woman who was ready to give birth. Now, the woman is Israel, and the child that he's talking about here is the Lord Jesus, who was ready to give birth to devour her child as soon as it was born. Verse 7, and war broke out in heaven. Michael and his angels fought with the dragon and his angels fought, but they did not prevail. Say amen. Nor was a place found for them in heaven any longer, so the great dragon was cast out. That serpent of old called the devil and Satan, who deceives the whole world, he was cast to the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. And so there was a cast in heaven. The devil, and I'll tell you, he is so powerful, so slick, so filled with charisma, he was able to gather up a third of all the angels in heaven and support Satan. And this battle between Michael, the great archangel, over and against the dark side, the dark ruler and the dark helpers did not prevail. And so Satan has at his disposal millions and millions of demonic angels, demons and devils. And these are the dark helpers that we're talking about today, Satan's dark helpers. Now, the Bible speaks a lot about this demonic world, demon possession, for instance. Matthew 4 and verse 24, let me read that for you. Matthew 4 and verse 24 says, then his fame, that's the Lord, went throughout all Syria, and they brought to him all sick people who were afflicted with various diseases and torments, and those who were demon-possessed, epileptics and paralytics, and he healed them. There is such a thing as demonic possession. There are people who are possessed by demons. You remember Jesus met a woman by the name of Mary Magdalene, and she had seven demons, and Jesus cast those demons out of man, and she became one of his most faithful, closest followers. Last week, we talked about the Gadarene demoniac who had a legion of demons and how Jesus cast those demons out into the pigs, and the pigs ran off a cliff and drowned. You remember that story, right? Well, unbelievers can be possessed by the devil and the demonic world. But I want you to listen to what Ephesians 2:2 says. Ephesians 2 and verse 2 says, in which you once walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit who now works in the sons of disobedience. You see, we were once lost and walked according to the principles of the world and according to the And we lived and we chose, didn't even realize what we were doing, chose the evil one and his ways. And the Bible tells us that at some point when a lost person is confronted with Jesus Christ, that lost person has a decision to make, either to receive Christ or to reject Christ. And there comes a point in time, you know, after the Holy Spirit has convicted that person time and time again, and that person has not received Jesus, it's not going to happen. And he begins to get on a downward spiral, and eventually they wind up where? In hell. That's exactly right. And so this spirit of disobedience that's in the world today is looking to wreck and ruin people's lives. That's who our battle is against. And it's obvious that this demonic world, there's a lot of evil in the world, and this demonic activity right now is ramped up. You remember when Jesus was here, the Bible says there was a lot of demonic activity that was going on when Jesus walked the planet. Well, that demonic activity is ramped up again. Why? Because Jesus is coming. And so you know that. Now you say, well, Brother Cal, what about, that's for unbelievers. They can be possessed by demons. What about believers? Listen to what Acts chapter 10 and verse 38 says. Acts 10 and verse 38. All right, I've got it here for you. Acts 10 and verse 38. Here we go. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power, who went about good and healing all who were not possessed but oppressed by the devil. For God was with him. And so there is such a thing. Not only do you have demon possession, but you've got demon oppression. Now, a believer cannot be possessed by the evil one or by demons. Why is that? Because when you got saved, when you got born again, the Holy Spirit took possession of your spirit. He came in to take up residence, and he's alive and well. You've got him and he's got you. All right? So you cannot be possessed by demons if you're born again, but you can be oppressed. Somebody say amen. And when Jesus was here, he delivered people of demon possession and demon oppression. I'm so thankful for that. And I like what Ephesians 4:27 says, nor give place to the devil. If you give him an inch, he'll take a mile. And he'll take a country mile. Y'all know how far that is? That's a little bit farther. That's right. So he'll use you, he'll abuse you, he'll lie to you, he'll tempt you, and he'll ruin your life. You can be oppressed by the devil. That can happen. So that's who these dark helpers are. They help the dark ruler, the devil, Satan, to accomplish his activities on the dark side. They're at his beck and call. And there's probably millions of them. Millions of demons. A third of the angels fell, and that's who our struggle is against. So what are these dark helpers up to? What do they do? How do they function? Well, when you look at verse 12, there is a hierarchy of demonic levels. And at the very top, it says, we don't wrestle against flesh and blood, but against, here's the first one, principalities. That's at the very top of the demonic hierarchy. Evidently, Satan has some top henchmen, some top helpers. We would probably, you know, on a spiritual sense, you know, God has some archangels. You know who they are? We're only told of two, Gabriel and Michael. Lucifer, before he fell, was an archangel. So there's a hierarchy, and there's some top demons in this structure, and the Scripture simply calls them principalities. They are number one in this demonic hierarchy. And then powers. He says, against principalities, against powers. Now, these are demons who lead other levels in this demonic hierarchy on the dark side. Now, I want to read to you from Daniel, because this will make more sense to you after we read these verses to you. Daniel chapter 10. Now, you've got Daniel here, and of course, he is over in Babylon, and then Persia took over Babylon, and on and on and on. But I want you to listen to these verses. Daniel chapter 10, verse 12 says, then he said to me, do not fear, Daniel, for from the first day that you set your heart to understand and to humble yourself before your God, your words were heard, and I have come because of your words. But the prince of the kingdom of Persia withstood me 21 days. And behold, Michael, one of the chief princes, came to help me, for I had been left alone there with the kings of Persia. Now, let me jump down to verse 20. Then he said, "Do you know why I have come to you, and now I must return to fight with the prince of Persia? And when I have gone forth, indeed, the prince of Greece will come." So there's this conversation going on there with Michael and Daniel. Now, Michael, of course, is, as you all said, is one of God's top-level hierarchies, and he's battling against, struggling with powers over different nations. Those are the powers that we're describing here on the dark side. Michael is struggling with these powers. And the dark rulers has assigned dark helpers and powers over the kingdoms of this world. How many of you remember this evil man called Hitler? He was very deep into Satanism and the occult. Where did that come from? Powers from the demonic side. And then you got, there are, and Michael specifically mentions the prince of Persia, the prince of Greece. And so these demonic powers will influence in this battle of spiritual warfare the kings and kingdoms of different nations. They become rulers over nations. And so, and by the way, if you study any of the some of these dictators and some of these bloodthirsty rulers today, they are under the demonic possession and demonic oppression of the evil one. There are powers operating over the rulers of nations. You remember that? There's principalities, there's powers. And then he says we wrestle against rulers of the darkness of this age. Demonic forces are involved in every area of our culture. You remember when the TV, me and Mom were talking about this on Thanksgiving, and I remember when we got our first color TV set. We had this old black TV set, and there were three channels, ABC, NBC, and CBS. And you had to get up off the couch and go over there and switch the channel, you know? And we had that old worn-out TV for several years, and then I was about 8 or 9 years old, maybe nine, something like that, we got our first color TV, and it was fantastic. I mean, when the TV went off about 12 o'clock at the end of every evening, and it talks about breaking the bonds of surly earth and all this, you know, and I think that really God could have used the television in those early days to get the gospel to the whole world. But what happened? Well, you look at the television mess that we're seeing today. The sitcoms, the reality shows, all of the garbage that's infiltrating your children and grandchildren's minds. Who's behind all of that? The rulers of the darkness of this age. And so the movies that we're watching, they're not all bad, but I want to tell you there is a lot of demonic activity going on in the entertainment industry. The forces behind the media, everywhere you look, and the mediums are telling our children, it's all right to live any way you want to live. You can sleep with who you want to sleep with, live any way you want to live, just go ahead and meet the desires of your own heart, and you can drink to excess, sleep with who you want, just go ahead, and if it feels good, go ahead and do it. That's the message behind all that. You can speak with vulgarity and profanity and satisfy your own desires no matter who it hurts. The message that Hollywood has put out has very little opposition. Why is that? The rulers of the darkness of this age. Demonic activity is the only answer. Now, you take a look at the education industry. We're looking at the entertainment industry. Look at the education industry. I mean, this mess, have you ever heard of anything more ludicrous than evolution? It takes more faith to believe evolution than it does to believe in a God who created everything. It really does. And And yet Darwin's theory of evolution is now being taught in our schools as fact. And you know what evolution is. That's man's attempt to explain creation outside of a holy, creative God. That's all that is. And do you know why? Because the rulers of the darkness of this age are behind that. And then you've got religious activity. Y'all do know that the demonic helpers, sometimes you hear from them in the pulpits. You do know that, don't you? On the television, televangelists, blah, 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 blah. 1 Timothy 4 and verse 1 says this. 1 Timothy 4 and verse 1 says, "Now the Spirit, Holy Spirit, expressly says that in latter times some will depart from the faith." Who's behind that? "Rulers of the darkness of this age, giving heed to deceiving spirits and doctrines of demons." And I want to tell you, any doctrine that's being taught that casts doubt on the Word of God and the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is a doctrine of demons and needs to be dealt with. You know, I think of... I wasn't going to go there, but I did in the 8:30 service, so I'll do it in this service. But you look at the political industry in our nation today. Now, I'm 90 years older than dirt, but I can remember when Republicans and Democrats could disagree about things, and yet they could still be agreeable. Y'all remember that? And now, today, I mean, it's like Donald Trump is our enemy. Joe Biden's our enemy. Nancy Pelosi's our enemy. Mitch McConnell is our enemy. Brothers and sisters, we wrestle not against flesh and blood. Our battle is against the rulers of the darkness of this age. And do you know why we're so divided in this country now? Do you know who's behind that? Yeah, the dark side. The dark rulers, the dark helpers. And he's just sitting back laughing. He doesn't even have to do a whole lot. And because we think our battle's against one another. Our battle is against the dark side. You remember that. And by the way, what if I spent as much time praying for the people that are in power in politics as I do complaining about them? By the way, the Bible has something to say about that. I think things would be better, don't you? And you see, that's where the church comes in. Well, I could get off on that. And anyways, that's as far as we're going to chase that rabbit today. But do you see all these, the entertainment industry, the religious industry, the education industry, the political, all of that stuff, rulers of the darkness of this age are behind all of this negative stuff that you see. And then here's the last hierarchy, spiritual against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. You would have to have your head buried in the sand not to realize that demonic activity was behind 9/11. Now, that's almost 20 years ago. 20 years ago next year. And I don't know if y'all remember Columbine, that's huge school shooting, the bombing at Oklahoma City, and even today, all of these school shootings. Who do you think's behind that? Spiritual hosts of wickedness in high places, in heavenly places. When you start thinking about these killings that we've experienced. And you know, I don't know, we're pretty dumb if you think you can get by with stuff now. I mean, everybody's got a cell phone, and everybody knows how to use that puppy, right? But when you see what we've seen over the last few months, you can know that our battle is against spiritual hosts of wickedness in high places. Are y'all with me now? We're talking about spiritual warfare, demonic activity, dark helpers. Now, having said all of that, let me say this morning. You can't blame the devil and his demons for everything. Jeremiah 17:9 says that the heart is deceitful above all else and desperately wicked. Sometimes our own rotten, filthy flesh is the problem. I, me, you know. I'm going to get what I want no matter what it, no matter what. Sometimes our flesh is the problem. And over in Corinth, I don't know if you've ever read through Corinthians, but did you know that the letters that Paul wrote to the church in Corinth, there was incest going on in the church. And everybody knew about it. There were brothers and sisters suing one another, taking one another to court in the church. There were folks showing up for communion, sitting down at the Lord's table, getting drunk. And so how does Paul address that in these letters? Well, he does not tell them, it's time for you to rebuke the demon of alcohol. Doesn't tell them that. He doesn't say, it's time for you to rebuke the demon of incest. Doesn't tell them that. Or rebuke the demon of lawsuits. You know what he tells them? He says, let me get to the heart of the problem. It's the problem of the heart. And that is the case sometimes. When you see this stuff going on, it's a heart issue. It's the problem of our hearts. And so, have y'all got principalities, powers, rulers of the darkness of this age, spiritual hosts of wickedness in high places, heavenly places? So that's this hierarchy. That's what's going on out there in our culture today. That's what's going on. Now, we're going to get y'all combat ready over the next couple of weeks, okay? We're going to put on this armor that God has given us. So, quickly in closing, how do we defeat the dark helpers? Well, last week we said that you've got to claim God's promises and God's provision. And God's promises are, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. That's how you defeat the dark ruler. Well, how do you defeat the dark helpers? In a lot of ways, just exactly the same way. That word wrestle there in verse 12 means to fight with skill. And we're going to learn how to do that. But you can defeat the dark side by being strong in the Lord and the power of His might, by standing against the strategies of the devil. But the Scripture also tells us to resist the devil and he will flee from you, right? We forget what goes on the front end of that verse, James 4:7. Submit yourselves therefore unto God. Resist the devil and then he'll flee from you. You see, you can't resist the devil in your own strength and in your own power. But you can if you'll submit yourself to the filling of the Holy Spirit, which we've talked about over and over and over. And so, we ought to see the devil's backside more than we do his front side. Is that a nice way to put that? You say, and so when the devil shows up and you're under temptation and he's oppressing you, and you know, this is what I do. I'll be riding down the road and there'll be some thought. I know it's not of the Lord. It's from the devil. And I'll just kind of lift my head up and say, Satan, you're a liar. Jesus is Lord and He defeated you at Calvary. My life belongs to Him. My sins are all under the blood. My body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. I refuse you. You have no right or authority in my life. There is no unclean spot where you have any right to dwell. You are trespassing on my Father's property. And in the name of Jesus, I refuse your lies and resist your power. That's the believer's testimony. The Bible says over there in Revelation, we overcome him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony. And we love our lives, not unto death. So there you have it. And if you still don't get this, turn right in your Bibles from Ephesians 6 to about three pages, Colossians 2 and verse 15. Are y'all ready for this? Y'all are not ready. Colossians 2:14 says, having wiped out the handwriting of requirements that was against us, which was contrary to us, and He, the Lord Jesus, has taken it out of the way, having nailed it to the cross. Having disarmed, here it is, having disarmed principalities and powers. He made a public spectacle of them, triumphing over them in it. Our battle is with defeated enemies, brothers and sisters. You're fighting from victory, not for victory. Christ has won the victory. And when Jesus, you need to claim the promises of Scripture and just claim His provision there in Ephesians chapter 6. Now we're going to learn how to get combat ready. We're going to learn how to put on the armor of God so that we can stand. But I want to tell you, when Satan comes knocking, send Jesus to answer the door. That's what we're talking about here. Father, I want to thank You so much for Your grace and for Your mercy that always, always wins. And I pray for my brothers and sisters. I don't know what's going on in our lives, but You do, Father. Those that are listening and watching on the internet this morning, I don't know what's going on in their lives either, but You do. And Lord, I admit it, we're up against it. We're in a battle. And right now, it seems that Satan is winning, but he has lost because Jesus won the victory for us on the cross and in the tomb. And Jesus, Father, is sitting right there at Your right hand today praying for us. How can we lose? We can't. So help us to claim Your promises and Your provision. And help us to submit ourselves fully unto You each and every day. And when the evil one comes, that we'll resist him. And when that happens, he will flee. Oh God, thank You that You heal from demonic oppression. Some of us need to be set free right here today. And if there is one or two or ten that are listening that's demonically possessed, oh God, they need salvation. Jesus didn't scream and holler and rebuke and talk down to that Gadarene demoniac. He spoke to those demons. And they shuddered and feared and trembled and they left. Oh God, save someone's soul here. Someone's needing to repent of their sin, turn from their sin, and trust Christ as their only means of salvation. Trusting in Him completely and wholly. Help that to take place today just by simply calling on His name. Save me, Lord. Save my soul today. Whether they're listening online or they're right here, do that, Father. And as we sing, set us free. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Let's stand as Andrew leads us.
This is Pastor Cal again. I hope you enjoyed the message. If you'd like to talk to me or another pastor about some issue that you may have, a question you might have, you're free to call 931-332-6288.